Philadelphia's premier opera company begins its new season this month with a new name and a diversity of approaches to presenting its work. WRTI's Jim Cotter reports.
The Opera Company of Philadelphia starts its first season as Opera Philadelphia later this month. The name changed to better reflect the diversity and scope of its artistic output. Now, from the formerly traditional Grand Opera Company, comes an opera production engine with a multi-stranded approach, and, says General Director David Devan, maybe even multiple different audiences.
You're sort of midpoint in really trying to define an opera company for the 21st century, which is going to be a lot of things to a lot of people in the community and kind of be a multi-channel provider in a multi-channel universe.
Opera Philadelphia's three categories of activities are on the stage, in the city, and from the lab. These roughly correspond to traditional grand opera at the Academy of Music and the Aurora Chamber Series at the Kimmel Center's Perelman Theatre, site-specific presentations and educational endeavors, and behind-the-scenes artistic development that will ultimately feed into the creation of new work. All this, says David Devan, with a goal of exceeding expectations.
Every time somebody comes to an Opera Philadelphia experience, we do something that's a surprise, because that's what we all want. I mean, we can predict pretty much our lives, and we're tied to technology, and we can plan things out, we can talk to people, and to be surprised and to have something unexpected happening is a special thing in our lives.
Opera Philadelphia's season opens with Nabucco at the Academy of Music on September 27th, and a live big-screen broadcast open to the public of the same work on Independence Mall the next night.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.